This is Fresh Air. Coming up, a visit with a band from France. Last week, classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz enthusiastically reviewed part of RCA Victor's new Toscanini collection. Their extensive series of audio and video discs and tapes of the maestro's work is being released over the next 4 years. Lloyd has a review of the latest batch.
Between 1948 and 1952, in the earliest days of TV, NBC telecast 10 Toscanini concerts. These are now commercially available here for the first time. The original kinescopes have been beautifully restored. Of course, you can hear Toscanini's clarity and concentration, his dignity and lack of ego on all his recordings, but watching him is even more revealing and moving. There's not a wasted or theatrical or self-dramatizing gesture. The intensity is all in his face and in his baton. You can also see the seating arrangement of his orchestra is designed for instrumental definition rather than homogenized blend. Cellos and basses behind the first violins on the conductor's left, second violins, harps, and percussion over on his right. The videos include a noble, unrhetorical Brahms First Symphony, a Beethoven Ninth with a different set of soloists from the studio recording, and some Wagner, Debussy, and Rossini, also among Toscanini's favorite composers. The Toscanini CDs and cassettes are also proceeding right on schedule, and the latest batch has an impressive variety. There's a strong, unsentimental New World Symphony, an irresistibly flowing Moldau, an exuberant Hari Janosch suite, and a sonically spectacular Respighi album, among the rare Toscanini recordings that actually started out in brilliant sound. Toscanini's marvelously witty and moving performance of Strauss's Don Quixote shows off the extraordinary solo caliber of the NBC players, especially that overlooked master cellist Frank Miller, who plays the tragic comic title role. Toscanini insisted that lighter music had to be played at least as well as great masterpieces. You must put your blood, he told the orchestra. Toscanini's bonbons range from Bach's sublime air from his third suite to Paganini's Moto Perpetuo, a tour de force for the string section. I've always regarded Toscanini's Dance of the Hours from Ponchielli's La Gioconda as one of the most dazzling orchestral performances ever recorded, and now it sounds better than ever. No other version I've heard has ever matched the NBC Orchestra's phenomenal precision, sparkle, and sweep. Thank you. You'll probably be hearing more about Toscanini from me again when RCA releases the very first recordings Toscanini made in the early 20s with the La Scala Orchestra, as well as his famous performances with the New York Philharmonic in the 30s, which some people regard as his greatest recordings of all, and his beautiful recordings with the Philadelphia Orchestra, which for complicated reasons Toscanini himself refused to release. 71 selections will be issued in all, plus the 10 TV concerts on Laserdisc or videocassette. The series of expressive photos of Toscanini by Robert Hupka on the album covers is itself worth the price of admission. Keep your eye out, too, for the numerous live Toscanini performances and fascinating rehearsals on other labels, including a wonderful historical document on Standing Room Only, Toscanini's return to the rebuilt La Scala just after World War II. This is a good time for Toscanini and for all of us.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the new Toscanini collection on RCA Victor. This is Fresh Air.